Are we live? Man, you know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk gray. I am back. And I am here with the fine Shay from Lipstick Laundry.
Oh, podcast. I like that. I like it. Hi, guys.
Girl?
I'm chilling.
Yeah, I saw you walking up here. I was like, God damn, I ain't know Shay had curves and booty like that.
Right. You always got something to talk about.
I didn't see it first.
I'm glad you appreciate it. You know, I'm glad it's doing something. You know?
We got to appreciate the real shit now.
Period.
Because these BBLs is getting out of control.
It's getting pretty plastic out here.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, hey, to each his own, but I rather a nice, real ass. You know, with some stretch marks on it.
Oh.
You know, a little cellulite.
Tiger print? Okay. I like that. Yeah.
So how your new year going?
It's going good. You know what I'm saying? I'm staying focused. I'm doing what I need to, you know.
Okay.
Got these goals and I'm trying to get them. The start of the year. You know, you got to be focused.
Yeah. You know, Jim's is happy right now.
Fuck the gym. I do not have that goal. I'm so sorry. You just
you're trying to get in
real
shape.
Bodies. That's it. Okay. I'm as real as the cub because I ain't working out. Nope.
No Pilates?
Nah, man. I'll do my little fake diets, you know, here and there. I drink some Keisha K.O.R. and let that tea do what it do, hun. And I'm good after that.
Oh, she killing me. Little temporary things,
you know, a little 5, 6, 7 pounds. And I'm good. Yeah.
But you got the modeling thing going on, you know, and I didn't know you was that tall. Like, you know,
I do. I am tall, you know. I chose school instead of just modeling. I don't know what the hell wrong with me, but.
Instead of ripping the runway?
I did a little bit, you know, when I was younger, but I really did. I wanted to stay in school and stay focused and be the good girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with
you
that.
Know, but.
Would you fuck with a short nigga, though?
All right. So. All right. Like, I want to say, oh, you got to be this tall to ride that ride, but.
Niggas know how to climb now.
Somebody did climb this tree, and they was short, and I was like, wow.
Okay.
So good things come in small packages.
Yes.
For real.
Yes. Women got to stop that shit, man, because.
Listen.
I get that shit all the time.
Y'all,
nigga, you short.
Just try it.
Hey.
Just try it and see. I'm nervous to fall in love with a short dude. I'm nervous. I don't visit y'all often.
So what do you look for in your man? What are you looking for?
Okay, wait. What am I looking for?
Yes.
Or what do I look for? Because, I mean, like, what I'm looking for right now is not, like, a real relationship.
Oh, really?
Nah, I'm out here.
So let us know, what are you looking for right now,
okay,
currently?
Okay, so y'all know, listen, I'm a widow of about almost 3 years now. So I just got out of that. Now, while everybody's like, like, yes, okay, RIP, I love you.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna tell you that, you know, the relationship was what the relationship was. You know, we had our thing going on. So
it was bad?
Not bad, but I'm still due for a little break, ain't it? Not a whole session, but I'm still due for a little break, you know?
So you're on a break right now?
Yes, I'm just out here living my life, you know, and doing what I do.
Okay, but I mean, is there
if it comes, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to be like, you know what, fuck you, love. I see you out there, and I'm saying no.
So is the DM full?
It's not. God damn. It's not full.
It's not full?
It's a lot in there.
There's a lot in there?
Especially with this podcasting game, it's a lot in there. You know,
so how do you arrange your responses to your DMs?
Well, you got some that I don't respond to at all because you just coming off of a sexual nature because you done listened to my episode called, you know,
I mean,
so-and-so.
How you going to get mad at that, though?
I'm not mad at all. I'm just going to ignore it until the time. You know what I'm saying? You know? I just ignore those.
But why are
you
ignoring
here,
that if that's the energy
that
you're putting out?
That was one episode, my nigga. I am more than that, okay? You can't come here with the sexual shit all the time.
Yo,
that's not going to work.
I'm more than that.
I am more than the fact that I said, okay, what I said. And what I said was,
you said
we swallow over here. But that don't mean I
swallow
for everybody.
Shit. She swallows.
Yes.
Damn, you on your little Kim shit?
Listen, for the right dude, absolutely.
Okay,
my husband went out very happy. You hear me? Very happy, okay? If he could come back and tell you,
so you trying to defibrillate a nigga.
Listen.
You just keep going? That's not fair.
I like what I like.
So you like it. It's not even something that you're just saying, hey, my man.
Nah, this is not for my man.
So it's
how did I get into that?
Yes.
I got married and I was like, oh,
okay,
you could get everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, from birth, you've been waiting on this. You've been waiting to get married, fuck raw, handle your business, swallow a nut, all that shit. So, yeah.
So do you think, okay, because you said you was married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think finances has to be spoken about first before the ring, like before the love
absolutely.
And all that shit?
Absolutely. Shoot, that's going to tell you what kind of ring you're going to get, too. If we need to talk about them finances. Absolutely.
So you wouldn't marry a nigga that's trying to get it?
Now or in my 20s?
No, now.
No.
So no. He has to have it?
Yeah, you got to have it.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm 35. I ain't ashamed to say it. And I need somebody who got their shit together by
35?
Now.
Oh, I thought you was like 28.
Thank you.
Girl, you
trying to be my
bestie.
It's only on one side. That's why I'm glad you're sitting on it. You know? But yeah, no, you have to have your shit together. And I'm saying that as somebody who does have their shit together. That's the only way
I can
say
that. Yeah, I see
that.
I saw you was house shopping and shit. I was like, yo,
get my shit. Yeah.
I'm about to send you a text. Like, what's up?
You know? Hey, what's the finances looking like? All right? What is the finances?
The market
like?
Crazy, though, right now,
it
though.
It is. I mean, you either going to spend $2,000 a month on a dumbass apartment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can save your money and try to get a house. You pay in like $1,600, and that's yours, you know?
Yeah, so, no. Financially, generationally, it does make more sense.
Absolutely.
To purchase. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so, I mean, I'm not even knocking you. So do you take finances over emotions? Which one is more important for you, though? See?
Listen, I ain't struggling.
Well, what if he's emotionally stable, but he's just, you know.
Nah.
He's searching.
Nah. No. No, we're
so
not doing that.
So you'd rather be in Dubai and arguing and shit?
I think so. Yes. Yes. Yep. I'm not even going to lie to you. I am going to cry in the Maybach. I will cry in the Maybach. I ain't doing a Honda Civic no more. Fuck y'all.
Hold on. What's wrong with a Honda Civic? You got to ask the year, though. What if it's a 2021?
Fully loaded.
Why got to be fully loaded?
It got to be fully loaded. It's a Honda Civic. You ain't paying much for that shit. Fully loaded is like basic, okay? I'm sorry, guys.
You ain't paying much for that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
If he got it from an auction, that's not good. Like,
you can get your shit from an auction. I don't care how you get your shit, okay? You a hustler. You could do all of that. Just have that money. You have to have that
money
to come over here.
Okay, so when do you think...
You have to
have that money
to visit over here. Yes. Yes.
So you ordering an appetizer when you go on dates and shit?
Why the fuck am I not? I would do that shit by myself.
You gotta break a nigga pockets?
Bro, don't come over here unless you ready. Okay? Because I brunch often with my friends.
Yeah, I be seeing you. Yeah, you be doing a lot.
I brunch, okay? And we are getting avocado on everything. We getting a lobster tail on the motherfucking side. Okay? Appetizers on deck. And we not... Hold on, because hear me
we
real good.
We get avocado.
Hear me real good, because we not the unlimited mimosas bitches neither. Okay? We getting them cocktails.
You're not going to the brunch where it's just all there, like.
Oh, you mean like the buffet?
Yeah, the buffet.
I mean, listen, that is how y'all start, okay, young girls? Okay. Young girls, you start at the buffets for the brunch, you know, the little 15, and you get all inclusive, all that shit. Start there, absolutely.
So what kind of text would you respond to better? Grand Rising or Good Morning?
I am not. Listen. Listen to me. You text me. Listen. I am not a biscuit. I am not a souffle.
Really?
I am not Grand Rising out of anywhere. Like, I mean.
She said I'm not.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how to put this, but I am not that deep of a spiritual person. I feel like you got to be real on some spiritual shit to use that term. It got to be coming from a real place.
Okay. Do you know why the term Grand Rising is that term? Like, do you know where, like, how that started?
It's some spiritual shit. It's some spiritual shit. Good morning, queen. Grand Rising. That's all some spiritual shit. Because
I've had some women like, they don't like to be called queen.
I do not.
You don't like to be called queen?
Not really.
Why? But you are a queen.
And I get that. And I know that it has a positive connotation. Uh-huh. It just ain't for me, okay? It ain't for me. It's not.
I think the negative side of it is that people think when you use that term grand rising, that means you're 100% spiritual. And that doesn't mean that. Like, we're still human at the end of the day.
Listen, if you are on a spiritual journey, okay, mm-hmm. if you are leading to get to that point, yes. if your profession is all lined up, you know, you some type of physical therapist, you do yoga, you know, massages, all that shit, and it meshes with the rest of your personality, absolutely. But you got niggas out here saying pushing P all of a sudden because of a song, okay? All these grand rising bitches, they coming up from a meme.
She said they coming up from a meme.
They don't know nothing about it. They don't even know what fucking sign they are, bro.
Okay.
I'm deepening them because at least I get into the sign shit. You know
but
what I'm saying?
But see, it's like what you said. There's levels to raising absolutely, your vibration.
Absolutely.
So we got to understand that words are spells. That's why mm-hmm. they call it spelling.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I may be raised in a vibration in this particular area. That don't mean I don't want to fuck you raw diggy. I haven't raised my vibration in that area.
No,
yet,
but don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that you can't be spiritual and get slapped by a D once in a while. I'm not saying you can't be both. All okay. I'm saying is make it make sense. If it reflects the rest of your life, mm-hmm. you are a nigga who is spiritual and all that, then yeah, you know, I might not be spiritual, but I acknowledge the fact that you're spiritual and I will accept your grand rising queen. But if you just a nigga selling drugs every day and doing random shit.
He gotta do what he gotta do to eat.
All right. So you selling drugs, but you spiritual?
Yes.
You doing manifestations at the end of January and all
that
shit? Yeah,
you had to manifest the customers.
If you doing manifestations a little bit and you doing, you know, a little something, something, then go right ahead.
See,
but don't grand rise me, bro.
But see, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what people are getting confused. It's levels. So and it's a journey. So on this journey, hey, I still might drink Henny on a weekend, but I'm going to manifest, you know, this great life at this point in time.
If you say to me, grand rising queen, then the first time I'm going to take it. I'm going to take your shit because I don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're a spiritual type. I don't know what type of person you are. Uh-huh. If it turns out that you are spiritual, mm-hmm. then I'm going to be like, all right, cool. You know, I'm going to take all the grand risings from this nigga because that's so the type of person he is.
So you want to see if their personality matches what they're saying.
Because if it don't, you foo-foo, my nigga, and I don't want to deal with this shit no more. If you are not spiritual in any other fucking type of way other than to tell me grand rising every motherfucking morning, you're not doing this shit on your everyday life.
But he that's what I'm trying to say. He may have understood the levels of wording. And the powers of wording at that time, that doesn't mean that everything else in his life.
He better start with something else. Start your spirituality.
You're starting the day.
Else.
So you have to rise grand. Like, I was telling my daughter that, and she's like, oh, well, I got a thing grand rising. Why
ain't no biscuits, sis. We're good.
But you are rising.
I ain't got no You're type of yeast flour in me. Okay? We not rising.
So we use the rising because, okay, it is said when we are sleeping, mm-hmm. right? Our inner spirit, our spirit is traveling.
So what's wrong with just saying good morning? That worked for a lot of years for us.
Yes, because we were asleep at that point in time. So now that we are rising and raising our vibrations, we understand that mourning means somebody is mourning. You are grieving over something. So even though it's spelled differently, it's sound the same. So at the end of the day, you have to look at the sound, not necessarily the spelling of the word. And that's how they trap us in this spells, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like speaking things into existence. People don't realize that you could curse your own self just by the words.
I agree.
So that's why we say grand rising, because grand is better than good. Why you just want to be good?
Listen.
You want to be grand, right?
Listen to me right now, y'all. Keep that shit with them spiritual bitches, okay? Keep that shit with them spiritual bitches who got her chakras aligned and all that good shit. I'm still working, all right?
But at least you can admit that you're still working on yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that is a level of awareness. You know what I'm saying? That's not a bad thing. But at the end of the day, you're spiritual too. It's just that we don't realize that we're spirit first before we are the flesh.
Like, I love manifestation. I'm all mm-hmm. about it. I'm into the signs. I know I'm Cancer. I know my rising and my rooftop and all my good shit. You know
your birth chart?
Yeah, did it on my show because I love that shit.
Okay.
But I just don't think I qualify
Why?
For the grand rising, I don't qualify.
You do qualify. You are the queen. You know, you got the crown on right now.
Listen. Listen. That grand rising better come with a grand rising, if you know what I mean.
Hold on.
Something else better be rising. And then I'll accept that rising. I ain't say nothing.
So his shit gotta be rising.
Something gotta be rising for me to accept that rising.
So do you jump start it?
Jump start what?
Or do you want
what?
It to be already risen?
Wait a minute. You talking about jump start the other rising? Because I will. I'm down for the jump starting of any rising now.
Oh, so what were we talking about? I thought you were talking about the buddy.
Oh, yeah. We talking about the buddy now. And I'm down for the rising of the buddy. Absolutely. I will help it wake up a morning time. I will provide the proper breakfast and everything.
Oh, so you cooking?
I'm cooking. Holy again, shit. If the rising doing what the rising is supposed to do. If the rising is doing what the rising is supposed to do, the rising going to get breakfast, hun.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, these females out here be with the DoorDash shit.
Nah, see, listen, I got married. That man knew what he was doing. He locked this down because this girl cooks, works, she saves. I'm saving in this bitch, okay?
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
You investing, dude?
I'm the nigga who will take your money and give it back to you months later. We done paid for a trip. Look at this. Look at this. I don't ask you for $20 every day. You ain't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm that bitch. I am.
Yo, but you know what? I commend that, because you have a lot of women out here that just looking to, you know, a nigga to save them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, you don't even know how to make an egg.
Nah. I am all about the coming together on even playing fields and going forward. Yeah. All
right. So are you studying the love languages too?
Or my love language is all of them bitches. It's all of them. I need a little bit of all of them, please. Is that too much?
Okay. I see women be posting that shit. Oh my God, nigga. Yes, we all have all the love languages, mm-hmm. but we got to look at the percentage of which one.
Why?
Because.
Why?
You can't, if my.
Why can't I get them all?
Because everything is based off percentages. If I like words of affirmation more, you can't come and buy me a fucking t-shirt. I don't want that like that. I don't want that right now. I may want you to affirm me.
But what if I buy you the t-shirt and I provide you with notes on your mirror saying, good morning, well, king. Grand rising king. Have a good day, my sunshine. Okay? Go out there. Anything is possible. What if I do that? And go get you the damn t-shirt.
If you're doing both, then that's great.
That's all I want.
But we got, but we still got to be specific, because people get things misconstrued. They think, oh, my shit is all of them. No, which one is more? You see what I'm saying? Because you might want touch. You might want me to give you some dome over me doing an acts of service.
I'm always picking the dome. I'm always picking the dome. But carry on.
I'm always picking it.
I'm always going
to
pick that.
That's what I'm trying to say. So you have to know which one is more than the other. You can't just say, oh, my love language is all of them.
Like, well, listen, fuck around with a bitch like me and don't give me one of them. We're going to have a problem. Okay? I want them all. And I would like them in equal sets, please. Okay? Run me my language. Give me my physical thing. Dick me down, please. And put some affirmations in the air. Tell a bitch you love me. Yes.
Okay, so you want him to say it more than he shows it?
No, again, I need it all. I kind of need you to show it and give it to me. Yeah. Yep.
Do you want the pom pom beat up? Because I'm seeing that circle around now that women want the thing.
No, the circle I'm seeing now is that we need to talk to it, you know, be uplifting to the pussy. You know, now I'm seeing that we need to speak better because, you know, we're too negative as black people. Fuck that shit. Okay? Because I need this thing beat up. All right? Like, all the references. I want all the negative ass references. Beat that shit up.
Beat it up?
Yes.
But she's so tender.
Chris Brown, that thing. Okay? Yep. And that is terrible to say. Chris Brown, I love you, I promise.
Yo, but people fucking him up with that shit. But no,
I know. I think it's the worst thing
women
to say.
Women are saying that, but I don't think that's what they truly
want.
No,
I truly want that.
No, because,
I truly want
that. The reason why I'm saying that is because A lot of women are not in tune with their body.
Listen, people be all like, oh, make love to me. Like, I don't even say that shit because I want to get fucked, dude. I never say, oh, baby, let's make love.
So you don't want to make love?
No, not really. I mean, listen. Listen. Yo, no.
He is killing me.
I don't. Why? Not really. Like, I mean, listen, we're going to start off all slow. Touch me here. Touch me there. You know, definitely.
So you want some foreplay in the beginning?
Oh, absolutely, I do. You know what I'm saying? Set it up real nice. Set it up. Why?
Why
is foreplay an option for your ass? You talking about I want to lie?
When you're saying you want the thing beat up, you got to understand what you are going to be attracting. You understand what I'm saying? So a nigga might not be with all of this foreplay type shit. He just might turn you over on some, yo, turn that head over and start beating the shit out.
That better be like something on a Sunday afternoon. But that can't be no every day. You just bending me over.
That's what I'm trying to say. So that's why we have to be cautious about what we're saying we want. Because you got to understand, if you're saying that, because you got women out here that say they want a good nigga, but then they be slaying, fuck love and da da da. You can't say that and expect Jody to give you that.
All right.
So Jody not going to give you the picnic if you always promoting beat the pom pom.
Okay, so what's the nigga that do everything? What's the nigga that's going to be gentle at the start and then fuck it up in the end? What's that nigga called? Because that's who I want.
Y'all don't be wanting that nigga because y'all call him corny. Between, y'all say he boring.
It's somewhere between Drake and black youngster. You know what I'm saying? Some real gutter shit. Okay? Yes, I said black youngster. All right? Yes.
So, I need a nigga
between these two. Between Drake and black youngster.
So you okay if he's singing to you then? You want to sing and be a thug?
He can start off singing, but again, we're going to have to get to that ratchet shit at the end of the day, okay? Like, you can start off.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. That's why
the roses and the petal. I want all that shit.
But it has to be if you're promoting that, though.
Help me promote it. What is the nigga that is between Drake and Black Youngster? I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
What is the nigga that is between both of them? Because people like to play like Drake is the middle, and he not. That nigga light skin is... He is over there on the R&B side. Like, nah.
See, this is why frequency and vibration is important. You see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if that man is vibrating on a certain frequency, he's not going to give you the roses and the petals and all this champagne shit that you want.
Is that frequency high or is it low?
But then y'all going to say it's corny because the nigga ain't going to fuck you on your period type shit. I've been called out. Oh, nigga, you corny. Like, you ain't trying to run the red light. No.
Why not? It's just a light. Lay a towel down. Okay, see what's popping. What's good? Okay, it's just a little, you know, getting straight out the shower. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You know?
I understand that she's going through something right now. The pums is going through something right now, so I'm not going to disturb
her. The body is, not the pums. It's really just the body.
But the blood is coming out.
It's coming out there, but it's coming out there at the end. That's like the end. You know what I'm saying? Like
the first day is bloody.
No, I'm not talking about... The blood going to happen for the 5 to 7 days. Don't get it twisted. Or 3, if you're God sent. You know? So the blood going...
If you're eating healthy, but it'll be 3.
Shit, lies. Okay, because birth control will take you to 3-2, all right? I'm not the healthiest eater, okay? And I'm still God blessed at 3.
Oh, wow. Yep, okay. Yep. We like that.
I'm just saying, okay? So what I'm saying is, yes, the blood is happening for these days. Mm-hmm. However, whatever's happening in the body, this is the final stage. So don't worry about body.
I hit it
Don't worry about it. It's all good in there.
If it's the day before, like when it's just like brownie, I'll do that day, but not the full on fucking.
Fresh out the shower, my dude. Fresh out the shower. Fresh out the shower, my dude. Come on.
Oh, we got to raise our vibrations. So when we raise our vibrations, then you're not going to have chicks out here fucking getting, you know, hot sauce in the goddamn pums. You hear what that happened with that chick?
I hope it did happen too. I pray to God it's not a rumor. And I hope all them niggas start doing that.
I mean, we got
to see who you can fuck with and who you can't. Because really, bitch, this is what these bitches are doing now.
Yes. You trying to
tap put it in the garbage, tied it, and you still went back in there.
Because that's a come up.
Wow.
So you ain't trying to come up. You getting it on your own.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, you just not going to get me with just the money. That's what I'm saying. But you have to have it to come over Jesus, here. Nah. You want me to pick between a broke nigga and a rich nigga. Nah, you got them bitches in between. Those are the ones that I am looking for. Between Drake and Black Youngsta, bro. There got to be somebody in the middle who is throwing rose petals and going to beat me up at what the same Kodak? Time. Oh, God.
Getting kind of hot in here. She getting me kind of hot.
Yo. Kodak is not in the middle. Kodak over there holding Black Youngster's hand. I don't think he's, you know, an emotional gangster. That's what I want. There it is.
So you want your man to have to be in tune with emotions.
Yes. I need you.
But you want him to be a gangster too.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I say a gangster, I don't mean like you have to sell drugs. None of that.
Uh-huh.
I just mean that you ain't no pussy. You ain't gonna let nobody try you or your girl.
Mm. So do you think...
And I gotta see that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe as simple as you done cussed out a Publix worker, but I saw how you handled that, and I'm like, ooh.
So you don't want him to be a shatter?
Nah. I'm not really riding and dying.
You're not
leave
riding?
Leave me the fuck at home.
You're not riding?
Nah. Nah, leave me at home, please. Okay, leave me the fuck at home. And plus, I don't rode, okay, and died with a nigga, and then he died, okay? So I'm over that now. Now it's for me.
See, I this is why, and I'm going to say it again, women are confused because...
No, we're not.
You have to...
The problem is y'all are seeing it black and white. It is not it black is. And white. No, you got some gray in the middle, my nigga. There's some gray. There's a lot of gray in the middle.
You might miss out. Like, okay, if I want a woman to be well-balanced in her emotions and things like that, you know, she might not spit on my dick. I gotta take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna get it all.
Get you a bitch
like,
that
gotta,
does both. Hello.
But that's rare than a T-bone steak. Well, come on, look at Megan Good.
Find the rare bitches and stop finding these thoughts out here that's doing everything and can't do nothing at the same time.
Your gangster might not want to use the toy on you. See? You know? You're like, yo, fuck that. Yo, fuck you.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. You're right. When
that's
it
what
comes
I'm trying to
say.
Hey, I'm down with the toy because sometimes you know what I'm saying? We need that.
Are
shit.
You
we
down
need...
with all the toys?
No.
Are you down with all the activities with the toys?
No.
See?
No.
You ain't open.
Because then, see, well, we got to keep the levels down.
Do you think that you could do something with a woman and it be considered a gay item?
A gay thing?
Do you think you could do anything with a woman and be perceived gay?
If he's...
How open are you?
I'm not that open.
Oh.
I'm not that open, okay? Like, yes. Keep your hands away from my ass.
Okay.
I mean, you could grab the cheeks, you know?
What about a little finger, a little tongue?
No.
About a little tongue?
No. Sorry. If any man lets you lick his ass, he's right there. Like, don't be
surprised.
He's
right there? He's gay?
He's on the borderline. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That is not
true. Don't be surprised
true.
If you come home and you see him in there with Kenny.
I don't think
hey, babe.
So. No, because he like when Shiny do it. That's it. He don't like Kenny. He like when Shiny do it, okay?
Oh, Shiny is your like alter ego? Like,
what do you mean? Shiny is my name on the podcast.
Really? I thought it was Shay.
Shayna is my actual name.
Oh, Shiny. What? I thought that was like some freak, like your alter.
I mean, it could really be considered because I really, to be honest, I've had that nickname since high school because bitches was mispronouncing my actual name and calling me Shiny.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. Where the name actually came from.
Mm,
so.
Right, like a diamond.
Period.
Okay.
You get it?
I get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna get this water, yo. You killing me.
What kind of water is it?
This is alkaline water. Eternal.
There you go. Trying to get this water
yeah,
deal,
you know,
okay?
Holla at me, Eternal Company. But no, you can't be just vibing on all types of levels.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because certain things can get out of hand.
All right.
So when you say open, yeah, I'm open to put the toy on the clit because, hey, you know, some of y'all clits be like, and a nigga can't, you know what I'm saying?
What it mean? What that
it
mean?
Be like
small,
tiny.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And those ones would be taking long to have an orgasm, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to be down there for like 40 minutes and
them.
Shit.
So you looking for that outside help?
An assistant.
Can the assistant be real?
You mean like another person?
Yeah.
If it's a female, yeah.
See, that's some fuck shit. Why we can't have some fun too?
No. Hold on, so you down with the Trizzy?
I'm not. I'm really not. I'm just only asking questions.
Hey, you down with the train?
Nah. No? But that is not a train. That is still a threesome. A train is three or more dicks.
No, if two niggas is beating your thing out, that is niggas is running a train on you.
Nah, man.
You about to run a train on it, nigga.
Because we're all getting involved at the same time.
Wow. That's how y'all seeing that?
Yes.
Yeah, women got to stop that. There is a double standard when it comes to things that we can do.
I mean, there is a double standard, but have you met me? I don't fuck with y'all double standards. I'm going to do what I want out here, okay? Period. I don't give a fuck.
So she said, I don't give a fuck. So just at this point in time on where you're at, you're okay with being open and just being free and shit like that. But when you're ready to settle down, are things going to change?
I am open right now. When I am in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. Hmm. Okay? When I am out here in these streets, I am streetsin.
I be streetsin.
Okay. You know? I be streetsin.
But how are you going to attract the relationship if the energy you're emitting is street shit?
I don't emit any energy. Okay? I'm a chameleon. Okay? No. It depends on which room I am in.
I'm not even.
Okay? I'm energizing based on your energy. Okay? It's a mirror effect around this bitch. All right? Now, if I feel.
So, see, look. You do understand the reflection.
I do. See? I do. I do. Right. I do. However, I'm a real nigga. Okay? So, I don't know if I can. I don't know how to energize a non-real nigga to be a real nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So she said, did you grow up with brothers?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. Okay. I fought my brothers. That's how you learn how to fight. I got cousins. Okay. You know, I'm a girly girl, of course. But yeah, like.
See, but a nigga ain't gonna know when to turn it on or turn it off.
They have to, okay?
Me and my husband. Right now, you just might be my nigga. Like, yo, babe, you see that
big
ass over there?
Joke between all my friends, okay? Uh-huh. Big ass joke between all my friends. Mm-hmm. I fucked my nigga in the daytime. He got kids, okay? All the kids in the house, we in the house fucking, all right?
Okay.
With the door closed.
Okay.
Right?
You gotta be down for that.
Period.
Yeah.
So we get done. I'm downstairs. I'm yelling at him. Oh, do you want eggs with your shit, babe? Like, I'm that type of person. Like, I am going to address you as a nigga, even though I love you and you're babe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give off friend vibes before I give off vibes.
Are you calling every nigga babe and love and hun?
Yeah, that's the only safe motherfucking way. Hello? I ain't trying to get caught up in these streets. Are you hearing me? Are you here?
Women that do that shit, that's what I'm trying to say. Y'all not going to get in a relationship calling every nigga babe.
Yes, the fuck we are, king. Yes, the fuck we are. When it comes to that vibration, we know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. For real. We do. If we see a nigga that's real husband material and it's not like a... Ooh, I'm just trying to hit that real quick. If we see you and you really look like husband material, I'm a whole different bitch versus a nigga who is just fine.
What's the difference between husband material versus a nigga you just want to fuck?
All right. So the niggas who you generally just want to fuck, they fine as fuck. And they know they fine as fuck. These the niggas you can't make your husband. Why? You know what I'm saying? Because they know they fine as fuck and they... operate like that. Yeah, they hoes. You know what I'm saying? Okay. When you meet a dude and you're not immediately like, ah, shit. You know what I'm saying? And you're just like, oh, okay. And he make you laugh. You starting to enjoy. Like, you hitting that right vibration, okay? You getting a vibe.
So that's hubby type.
That's hubby type. Damn,
that's why girls don't want to fuck me like that.
I mean, if you shit.
I don't never get that. I just be wanting to fuck sometime too.
Nah. But when when you doing your red carpet shit, you the nigga to just fuck with.
Really?
Yes. When you put that suit on, hon. All right. I think it was your birthday and New Year's. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Because
I be trying to get the just fuck energy.
Nah.
I don't get that.
And nigga, you spiritual. Like, what you mean you're trying to get out to just... No, we're trying to change your energy.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you
just
can't
because
be
I understand certain things on a vibration doesn't mean I ain't still trying to up.
Listen, because y'all supposed gonna to go... be doing the good for the earth and for the world. You can't be out here just fucking bitches. Okay, if you trying to be good for the world and the earth and you believe in karma and all this good shit, do what's right.
You try to do what's right. No, I'm just trying to get head too. That's what I'm trying to. Hey, so y'all will be quick to get that nigga head, but the nigga over here who sees y'all as a queen, y'all want to drag.
You gonna
him
get
the
head too?
Yeah, but way later. I want it now.
Yeah, yeah. You trying to be that?
Like, y'all
now,
trying to
nigga.
Be all good now? Like all of a sudden you don't want to fuck in the back seat of the car, but you've been fucking. So fuck the king in the back seat too. You know, and like y'all want to put us through like the strenuous shit, like. No, give us that same energy you was giving Tyrone.
Listen. Listen. Like I said, you wear a suit everywhere and put that mic in your hand. You might give off just the fuck me now. Yeah.
Okay. Vibe. Right,
that's that vibe. But just meeting you. You a nice person. You vibrate high. You know? Like You a nice person, so you give off the vibes, and I'm like, damn, yeah, we could be together. This could be my man's, you know? This ain't I ain't gonna fuck him today, because he was like, nah, you queened me. You said good morning, queen. You a good nigga, okay? So, be the good nigga.
You a good nigga. But I could be a fucked up nigga too.
Well, don't good morning. Don't grand rise
don't
nobody.
Grand rising, don't grand. Okay.
Hit me with that. What's up? What's up?
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me write this down.
Yeah. Don't grand rise nobody if you trying to fuck now.
Oh, okay.
That sounds that's like you trying to fuck later, like after you done manifested me all January and then, you know, took me on a couple dates and all that good shit. Nah. Nah. You ain't finna get it like that.
So I'm not okay. All right. So I got to stop. You know, grand rising, stop trying to help out. You know,
in conclusion, a bitch say, oh, her car broke down, give her the number to AAA. Don't be a nice dude. Don't go helping people.
Holy shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Be like, oh, I hope your day goes good, sis. You know?
Oh, okay,
or so babe. Oh, shit. Not babe. Ooh.
I just don't believe if you're putting out, you know, it depends on what you want overall.
And I'm agreeing with you on that. Grand rise me, and I'm going to fuck you in 4 months. Put out what you want, nigga. Put out what you want.
Holy shit. Damn. Okay. That makes sense, though. You're right.
Oh,
but
shit.
I don't know. I just don't know how to fake it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have
you're on this journey, and you don't know how to fake it.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, there's... It comes with a vibration when you're just at that level. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't know how to just have conversations about power.
Yeah. What's the next level of your spirituality? What's the next level?
The next level, eating more cleaner. I mean, what? I eat clean, but more cleaner. You know, maybe like...
What about dressing?
Dressing?
Yeah, like maybe you should walk around with your massage... uniform on,
put
you know,
shit on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that's still, yeah, no. You dressing like this is the fuck me now.
Okay, so the dress code is okay.
Yeah,
I gotta switch the
once you open that mouth, I'm like, oh,
I don't know,
shit,
maybe that's
this nigga about
sisters.
To give me sage, this nigga about to, he about to change my whole life, this about to be lit. When you hit me with that, I'm not expecting no one wants to fuck today if you hit me with that grand rising.
Why not?
Nah, son. You want to build a life. You want to build a life with me.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, okay. All right. So I get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I still feel like I'm trying to say, there's levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're still living in this experience. You know what I'm saying? Where we're all being conditioned a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So just because I realize something on this level,
mm-hmm.
don't mean I don't want you to, you know.
I think the next level for you needs to be the level where you no longer want the pussy out here. That's the only way it's going to work.
No.
You got to change to a nigga who is going to put in them 4 months.
Put in them 4 months.
You gotta now be okay. Go with the spirituality now, okay?
No, you're right. You're right.
You gotta be dedicated to every bitch for 4 months.
No, you're
now.
Right. Because when you put out the energy of just wanting to puss, sometimes it don't work like that. Like y'all be acting up. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all had y'all nigga on the side, but then y'all trip, and we have our shit on the side. I don't get that.
Because you might be her favorite. What you mean? The favorite can't be over there fucking off. Are you kidding?
So I'm supposed to sit here and wait until you dissolve all your niggas on your end?
I mean, what did you sign up for, though? Because, again, there's levels to this shit, okay? What did you sign up for?
I signed up knowing you got your nigga, and then I got my shorty, too.
Okay.
So we just having fun, hun.
Okay, so if that's what it is, then you shouldn't worry about me and my niggas. You ain't got to wait on nothing.
I'm never worried unless there's a change in the pums.
Speak on it. Talk to me about the change in the pums.
Yes. See, a lot of women don't realize that this is why women are not supposed to just sleep around with multiple men at the same time.
Oh, God.
Here because there's a change in the equilibrium of the pums.
Boy, no. I done cheated on several niggas and they had no clue.
They didn't know. You keep it tight.
No clue. None.
See, they probably wasn't vibing on that level.
They vibing on all my levels, okay? And they still couldn't tell. This pum's going to be the same every time, okay?
I don't know.
And
I'm going to put in my work. You know,
and you going, I'm just saying, it's going to be fresh and ready. Just like the first time. Little Caesars, okay?
See, the body never lies. So yes, it may be fresh. Okay, because we got to understand that everybody has their own secretions, you know, their own juices.
Right.
So now if I mix mine with yours, it may create a certain type of smell.
Uh-huh.
So if you bring in another nigga, he may throw off the balance.
Unless I bring in this nigga 10 minutes before you came.
You can't just wash that off.
Yes, I can. Yes, the fuck I can. Yes, I can. Okay, some Jergens.
She said some Jergens.
Listen, all them soaps work. You hear me?
Wash and you'll be. Listen. Niggas gotta pay. There's niggas out here that's paying attention.
So you thinking that niggas, you think you could fuck around and I won't know?
Yes.
But I could fuck, but I can't.
You gonna know. Kind of man, because, okay. No, yeah, yeah. A woman could find out. No, you're right.
Thank
you're right.
you.
You're right.
Thank
you're
right. you. Right. But I truly, truly do not think that unless I messed with one dude that is seven-incher and then another, okay, that's hitting on 10 with girth and stressing my shit out, and then I do it back to back. That's the only way.
I do it back to back.
That is the only way you gonna know, my dude.
No,
listen, the gynecologist done told me.
The guy.
Okay, I may have asked my gynecologist some questions.
Yo, she's
for reference. Okay, just for references. Nothing serious, guys. Just for references.
Just for reference. Or you asked?
Yeah, and y'all. Nope. And as far as the secretions, a good shower takes care of all of that. As long as you ain't backing it up back to back. So
if it's not back to back,
yeah,
you feel like you good.
Yeah, you good. Just make sure you know you got a 24 to 48 hour in between, girls, and y'all will be fine. These niggas will never know. Just say, so
what
y'all
would
know.
You do if you had two vaginas?
If I had two vaginas,
yes. You didn't see that post circulating around with that woman who got two vaginas, two bum bums? Yes, she has two. She uses one for OnlyFans, and she's saving the other one for her husband.
Listen, cut it out. She tripping.
I think that's interesting.
I think that's weird, but can you imagine? You got a whole pussy, and then you just got one on reserve for your husband?
Yes. So you could go out here and wild out in the streets.
But I don't know. I feel like my husband should feel like he should be in control of both of them. You know? It's a prize at this point. Can you imagine? You saw me at the bar. You ain't even know I was that blessed.
Shit.
You saw the titties and you thought that was it. Oh, but I got another double set for you. Bro, that's some wild shit.
Infidelity.
It's still infidelity, child. It's still infidelity. These people are wilding.
It ain't going to stop it, but it'll lessen it.
It's still infidelity, child.
Now I got two pumps to fuck.
Mm-mm. Well, listen. Mm-mm. Just no. It's a no for me.
It's
but
a no.
I do know what I would do if I had a D for a day.
Oh, my God. Here she go with the D.
Yeah. If I had a dick for a day, I'm fucking everything, bro. I know why y'all do it. I am putting my thing in everything.
You putting your thing in everything?
Everything.
We can't, though. Look at her. She look at her.
Why? Is it the size why you can't? Talk to me.
No.
Oh,
that's
what?
One of the reasons why I slowed down from just fucking anything. You see what I'm saying? Because we don't realize that energy transfers.
Oh, look at you. Finally learning the lessons. Okay?
Yes.
Stop messing with so many goddamn girls.
No, you're right. I had to stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because when you realize that she's going through certain shit, whether it's trauma or anxiety, that shit could pass over to you.
Listen, I agree. And okay. If like on some real shit though, that's for men and women. I don't think bitches should be fucking around with all types of dudes because you are sharing what might be the best part of you with these niggas.
Yes, you
that's
are.
A fact.
Okay.
That
see?
Is a fact. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. So this was good. I am mm-hmm. so glad you came on. You know what I mean?
But the conclusion though is what?
The conclusion with the Grand Rising. Is we're going to stay with the Grand Rising.
And stop looking for the pussy because you want to be spiritual.
No, I'm not looking for the poems no more.
Okay.
No. But sometimes, you know, hey, I'm still human. I don't mind. I might not
just
wanna...
don't hit them with that Grand Rising text and you'll be fine. You'll get it.
Okay.
Yep.
Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Okay, guys. So Shiny is on Instagram as the Lipstick Laundry Podcast. Once you go there, you will find my link to everything. You can also listen to me on Spotify and Apple.
Okay.
Lipstick Laundry, we everywhere.
But why you call it Lipstick Laundry, though? Do you be talking after you let a nigga hit? Like, what's up?
Lipstick Laundry is really all about putting on lipstick when shit bad go your way and keeping it pushing like I did. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no time for sadness around here.
Look how spiritual that is.
True.
Because I thought I was like, yo, I can't even try to hit it because she going to tell all the other podcasters if it ain't good.
I mean, I might, but just make sure your shit good, man. And you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Have a bad day.
You already know. Well, don't have none over here. Okay, because you must not know. Sis, only you get a chance and one more. Well, you get one more.
Okay, one more chance? Okay.
Yeah. First time and then the second time. The second time you fuck up, that's it for you. And, and you're going to be an episode. Yeah.
She said, and you're going to be an episode.
Yep. And don't think it's going to be called, ooh, My Bad Night with Wayne. No. It's going to be some other shit, and it's going to be mixed in there, because that's how I like to do it on the Lipstick Laundry, okay? We mix the clean and the dirty. Yeah, I might be talking about Thanksgiving, then boom, you hear me start talking about Wayne's dick, period. That's what I do.
Man, y'all heard it here, man. Shay mm-hmm. is not playing. Make sure mm-hmm. y'all go follow her. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray. We out of here. Yeah.
Bye.